If you don't know people's personalities and you don't know what they value and you don't customize the message the way they need to understand it, you got to back up and explain to people the way they need to hear it.
Welcome to the Happy Engineer Podcast, the place where we help engineers to build your career, balance your life, and be happy. My name is Zach White, a former engineer, now turned CEO, lifestyle engineering coach, and your host. I believe that success without fulfillment is failure. Join me each week as we bring you an inspiring leader or message to help you enjoy both. Thanks for investing time with me today. Now let's do this. What could a morgue, a mental hospital, a private island, and luxurious celebrity weddings possibly have in common? It turns out that drugs is not the answer. Okay, but my guest today is going to help you connect the dots. Or maybe I should say connect the colors. Don't miss this one. I am super excited for you to meet the amazing Angela Proffitt, founder of GSD Creative. Her energy is contagious, which is no surprise when you find out all she brings to the table. Angela is a productivity expert, top-ranked podcast host, celebrity wedding and event planner, speaker, and author, traveling to some of the most exotic and awe-inspiring places I've ever seen, helping CEOs and executives grow their company. Her clients are the top leaders in their industry, the kinds of people who invest massive amounts into custom-curated experiences. And Angela has had to master communication and psychology to herd the proverbial cats and drive huge results. Quick note, if you're listening and happen to be a client of Angela's, she specifically told me that you are not one of those cats, so don't worry. The good news is you are about to get her number one secret to success in communication, and therefore transformation in your career and life. If you're new to the Happy Engineer Podcast, welcome. I'm glad you're here. And a quick reminder, hit follow and subscribe to the show. And if you love the episode, help us out to reach more engineering leaders by sharing this with someone you think will enjoy it. And if you've been with me since the beginning, I can't thank you enough for your support of the show and all the love that's been shared via email and in our online community. You're the best. All right, let's get rolling so you don't end up in the morgue or the mental hospital. Angela, awesome to have you on the Happy Engineer Podcast. Can't thank you enough for making time to be with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You're the best. Angela, I'm not a celebrity in many people's eyes, but my mom thinks I'm a celebrity. And you are one of the world's most recognized and renowned event and wedding planners for celebrities, which is the coolest thing. And I'm already married, but I was wondering if you're available, maybe we could work on an event. Would that be possible?
Hey, there's always renewals and anniversaries, family there reunions.
You would actually be really proud. My wife and I had a magical wedding in the Dominican Republic on the north side of the island in Las Terrenas. And it really was, I mean, right up your alley. I think you would,
beautiful,
you would love it.
Beautiful area.
Your expertise ranges across so many things. I tease about this, but truly unreal, the work that you've done, you know, in time management, in productivity, in your GSD methods. We could go 1,000 directions. But right before we hit record today, you shared with me a really powerful moment recently in some of the speaking and work that you've done with groups, where you had a chance to get in front of 300 engineers or more and dig into some really unusual topics for the average engineer and took them to a place where many of us haven't gone. So would you just set the stage for us? What were you there to do and what's going on in that room?
Yeah, well, like many things we do, it's relationship driven, right? And where you can show up and add value. Where I started my whole psychology thing, because a lot of this is psychology and it is understanding how the human brain works. And a lot of us don't study that, but starting out and being fascinated with the brain and just really understanding people. And I worked in a mental hospital, worked in a morgue, worked in a lot of different positions in healthcare.
No way.
And then was an entrepreneur on the side. But as I got older, And when I say older, I mean in age, because there's people that I work with who are in their 50s and 60s who are retired, or they decide they want to make a life change because they read a book or they heard a talk and they've woken up, or they had a death scare. Frankly, they had cancer. There's personal journeys to everything, like why all of these things happen. And then people want to help other people. And going to school and understanding and then working in it, I didn't last long because it takes a special person to really help people who are sick. They are truly sick. But my takeaway was from all of these experiences where I would call home every night crying, telling my parents about a horrible story about someone. It was the test and all the psychology tools. And when you come in and you suffer a tragedy or something's wrong, they just throw all this stuff at you and they want to ask you all these questions like doctors and lights. And it's just so distracting. But as a young therapist, and I was training under a psychologist, and he's like, we do all these different tests and it's called Myers-Briggs and this, and it's a personality thing. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, I go in and I mean, I literally was a kid. And the only psychology tool where people actually, because I got to lead them and they were patients, that they actually would look at me like I was a real person and not a joke because I looked like a kid, was this methodology. I knew how to use it, right? You'd never forget things like that. Wow. And so then I went on, I retired out of healthcare and I had a wedding planning and event business on the side. My family had a venue, so I grew up around it, but I never thought it would be a career. And I never thought that the things that we've done, you know, just the opportunities of saying yes, where it's gotten me to where I am today, over two decades later and multiple companies later. But at the foundation of every single thing we do is one thing, and it's that one thing. And I didn't realize how valuable it was until in 2010, I got asked to plan a wedding on a private island that someone owned. And I'm like, what's a private island?
What's a private island?
And I'm like, yeah, okay, of course, I can go anywhere. But that learning lesson in me, it was sometimes like, it's good not to know, because now going to private islands, you have to worry about the water. Is it solar powered? Is it sustainable? How do you get water there? There's no cars there. There's no pollution. It's not easy to get there. And you have to put your stuff on a barge 90 days in advance and pray that it gets through customs. And then if it doesn't, that your client doesn't freak out, right? There's all these things, but you don't know that going in your first time. But on that island, and this was in 2010, the GM said to me at the end, he's like, we'd like to work with you again. We normally don't work with wedding planners because you guys are crazy. You're controlling bitches. And I'm like, thanks. I said, but there's probably a difference. I said, I didn't go to school to be a wedding planner and I didn't watch the J-Lo movie and thought it would be so fun. Like I did do it for fun, but it's a business and we run it as a business. But at the foundation, he's like, how are your people so happy? Everyone is literally, genuinely having a good time. And I said, I use this thing, this tool, and I do it with every intern. That's how we pre-qualify our intern. Can't come work with us unless you intern for 8 weeks. We have a process. It teaches you something different. And so he's like, well, what is it? Can you like show me what it is? Well, so I go and I write a book and I talk about this methodology. I work in hospitality and I'm known in the hospitality industry for GSD, which is get shit done. But what I've learned is if you don't know people's personalities and you don't know what they value and you don't customize the message the way they need to understand it. And from an engineering perspective, our brains are so different. And so our society is not taking a step back and reframing and appreciating that someone actually thinks differently than them, which is going to get them a different result. And when you're working in startups and tech and $3 million goes out the window in 3 months because you blink your eyes and the communication was off between the lead developer, the dude doing the frame. It's just one little piece that you could forget. One slash in a code, one dash, one space in a code, and everything breaks. But anyway, it's just, I realized back then I had a tool that people weren't talking about in hospitality. It was very prevalent in healthcare, and that's how they were using in HR, hiring blue people to be the nurses, hiring green people that were the doctors, because hospitals were employing doctors at the time. They were implementing EMR, electronic medical records, which is where I learned tech and automation. And I was the EMR cheerleader, and I taught all the doctors and the nurses how to get their paper charts in the cloud, this thing everybody was afraid of. Didn't trust it. You know, so that's that, just to understand like the background. It's like,
what a backstory. Like, that's amazing.
and morgue. Yeah.
who would have thought that leading up to this moment that we want to dig into, we would pass through a morgue and a mental hospital and a private island, and you know, wow, it's really amazing.
Right?
But I love that too, because one thing as an engineer that I highly value is multidisciplinary mental models. How do we pull the best of from different disciplines, biology, physics, et cetera? And even just, we're talking only within the world of STEM, but now come to psychology, economics. So I think it's actually speaks highly to why you're so successful, Angela, because you are able to synthesize from that psychology foundation and then all of the business experience, all of the human communication experience. I mean, it's really amazing. So, okay. Here we're winding through the plan it or predict it road of Angela's life, and pick up, where are we now?
For a long time, until I was probably in my mid-30s, no one had ever asked me, what makes you happy? Why are you doing all of this? And, you know, I had the tools and I knew all the psychology stuff, but no one ever stopped and asked me, just as a person, are you okay? You do a lot. You have a lot on your shoulders. And then in my head, I'm like, you actually have no clue, because I don't talk about it. I don't publicly tell my audience that I have a dying dad and a dying sister and four kids that are not my kids, but people think they're my kids. There's all these things in people's personal lives, and you have no clue what they woke up to. And some of the most well put together people who walked through the hospital door and then sat down in therapy, and the stuff that comes out of their mouth, I'm like, how do you even get up in the morning? You just don't know what you don't know. And again, that's where communication comes. And having empathy. And I don't know if you've ever done Strength Finders, but empathy was my last thing on the list. But I have learned how, and I also have to understand how they need to hear it, which goes back to the psychology. So you want me to jump into the four colors?
I'm really excited, but I just want to thank you for putting that out there, Angela, that it is amazing to me as a coach how the people around us, to your point, what we see looks so put together. And so just for that engineering leader listening, it may be an invitation to accept and be open and honest about the fact that we've all got something. We've all got something. And so thanks for being vulnerable about that. And I think it really sets the stage why this is so important, the work that you're talking about. So four colors, dig in.
If you're listening, it might be worth it to just go to the YouTube channel and watch the video.
Absolutely.
Because this is really important. This looks elementary. It looks hokey. The pictures look outdated, but it works. And so when I lay these four cards out in front of people, they say, are you going to read my palm? I don't believe in that shit. And I'm like, no, I'm not an astrologist. I'm not, I'm not a psychic. However, I love those people, but no, this is an actual psychology. I mean, this is branded with Myers-Briggs, you know, so there's a lot of statistics to it, but here's the thing. So just let me give you a high level. So orange people, if you can't see the card, there's snowboarding, rock climbing, a group of people jumping up and down, rolling the dice, skydiving on a roller coaster. So clearly just adventure and risk, right? And just kind of, you know, fun. That's what that is. Blue, you see a rainbow, a dove, a couple, hearts, roses, smiley faces, Paris, and a family holding hands walking on the beach. So blues are very emotional, not in a bad way, in an empathetic way. But blue people lead with emotion. Orange people lead with opportunity. Ooh. And then we have greens. So, okay, engineers, here we go. This is you. You're green. There's a telescope, there's computers, there's science, there's history books, there's the pyramids, and there's a sign. And this is really important. This is who, what, when, where, how. Mm-hmm. And a green's favorite question is why.
Why
do we need that? Why are we doing that? What is that driving? What's the end goal? And if you're not green and you're some of these other colors, people misperceive you by asking for clarification that you are challenging them and you don't like them. And last but not least, these are your golds. So your golds, so on the picture, it's a man literally writing the word business plan. There's a house, a time clock, a trusted stamp of approval, a piggy bank, some graphs, a to-do list on an iPad, a planner. Gold people hold businesses together. Okay. So that's just the high level of things. Everyone has all four colors. You definitely have a bright spectrum and a pale. We don't call them strengths and weaknesses. It's bright and pale because it's more fun that way. And there's a numbers game that goes along with this. We're just going to do high level today. We're not going to get into the numbers game. It's a super easy little thing, but it equals 60. 24 is the highest, 6 is the lowest. And then there's like two numbers in between. And so the highest number, I'm 24 orange. When I found out about this and I did this and I worked in mental health and I was 19 years old, I was 24 gold. I was 6 orange. Now, I didn't know if I was happy or not. I was 19 years old. I was learning. And it's the first time I lived away from the state I grew up in. I didn't know. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was doing. And then it's like you get married because you graduate college and you get married. You think you're supposed to have kids and a dog and a white picket fence and a ranger and all this shit. And it just wasn't jiving with me at all. Yeah, I mean, I did the married thing and then that didn't work. But it's just like, it was never going to work. And then when I started planning and designing and building thousands of weddings, literally all over the world, we do this with all of our clients because there's studies, and I'm walking proof of it, of opposites attract in the first marriage and partnership because there's a hole, but I'm going to explain it. I'm not like a preacher, like complete each other. No, this is psychology. This is not woo-woo, okay? Some people think it is, but it's not. I don't think that it is. It works. It just really understanding that like in a work environment for an engineer, to ask an engineer who's high green to come to an hour meeting in person, especially after COVID, they're like, why do I even need to be at the meeting? I don't need to waste my time, get in my car and drive. Why do I need to be there? And no, I don't care about the donuts and the coffee. I'm good. And then the blue person who's so excited about the meeting because they haven't seen people in 3 weeks and they're tired of looking through Zoom and they hug everybody when they come in, they bring cookies, they're asking everybody what kind of coffee they want. If somebody's like, God, I just have a headache, they're like, do you want Advil or Aleve or Tylenol? Like what, you know,
what can I get you?
These are the people they're helping, but sometimes they sacrifice things they shouldn't. The gold person is the one organizing it, making sure it's going to start on time. It's going to end on time. We're going to keep people on track. And the orange people are getting everybody off track and they're pissing the golds off and they're really pissing the greens off because they're wasting their time.
Of course.
But the oranges just don't need to be in the meeting sometimes. My own team members ask me now, please do not come to this event. We don't need it because it's like a bull in a china shop. I had to remove myself and fire myself as CEO out of that business because the only place that is right for me as an orange and a high orange in this situation is because I come in and I do a design and it's all based around psychology. What do you want the five senses to be when your guest walks into this room? That's going to look freaking amazing. And it's going to reflect your taste as a couple. And no one else really does that in the world, but based on psychology. Mm-hmm. So understanding that and, you know, doing all these case studies. So now fast forward a few years after doing consulting and these islands are like, oh my God, can you come teach this to our people? And so what we found is Jumbie Bay being the first, which is a little private island that used to be managed by Rosewood. Rose is one of my favorite hospitality brands. They do this. Yeah, they get this. Yeah. They did this way before time. And it you have to have the right people in the right places who are passionate. And when I turned 30 and I retired out of healthcare and just went entrepreneur and I redid it, I'm 24 orange and 6 gold. And the last 10 years have been, even through COVID, I'm still happy. I didn't know what happiness looked like. And I made great money. My parents were like, did you roll out of bed and hit your head? The amount of money you make at the hospital? I'm like, but why am I doing it? I had this 4,500 square foot house. I'm married to a guy who's deployed in Iraq. I don't even know what that's about. I don't have any furniture in this new house because I haven't had time to go furniture shopping because we have 15 events this weekend. It was completely out of control. It's all I really knew, right? And then there was this thing called EO, Entrepreneur Organization. And in 2010, I got in and I joined and I had a friend that would not shut up about it. And it was a bunch of people like me, like oranges and some greens who were the risk takers and life of the party, or it's like a numbers person, but we all got along because the Greens needed some fun, and they did want to have fun sometimes, but they would sit and research for 3 days and not eat and get their statistics and get their shit straight. Totally. And they're like, I'll see you at the party. And then they'll just miss the party because they're having more fun by themselves researching and being left alone rather than in a big group people partying and drinking.
It's amazing. And the green part of me, Angela, is like, I could literally sit here and just listen to you talk about it for hours and hours and just soak it in. And I'm building my list of, I've got my who, what, when, where, why, and about, you know, 20 more why questions pouring out of my mind right now. Like, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? So, okay, we've got the colors. We, mm-hmm. you know, we're not doing today all the detail, of course, you know, so get your numbers, understand yourself. What's the actual journey for an individual like then to say, all right, I'm a green, I'm a 24 green, this mm-hmm. is me. Now that I have that awareness, mm-hmm. what do I do with that? Or where does yep. it go? And maybe tell us about how it impacted the room. I know we kind of set the stage about where you were speaking to this engineering group and mm-hmm. showing them this. Okay, mm-hmm. so what? Here I am, I'm a green, whoop-de-doo. Like, mm-hmm. now what?
So it's an actual workshop. It was a 3-hour workshop. And so some of my team, they're all women. They're like, can we come and watch? Like, how are you going to talk to 300 men who are greens? And I'm like, y'all, what do you mean? I'm like,
the 5-foot female orange blasting into the room to speak to 300 male greens. I love this.
Yeah. I'm like, how many of you are married? Stand up if you're married. Or if you have a partner that you've lived with for over 5 years. Almost everybody stood up. And then I said, okay, everybody sit down, stand up if you make the choice to live alone, be happier if you live alone. And then like some people stood up, like, okay. And so it's like, how many of you feel like you're just misunderstood and your wife or your spouse or your partner or your child cries and you're like, oh my God, just leave me the F alone. Like, so I was just creating real life situations that I'm in every freaking day. And so you just relate to people. And that's the first thing that you have to do before you just jump in. You got to relate to people. That's really it. And then I'm like, what I'm about to show you, you're all going to roll your eyes and you're going to say, oh, this is hokey woo-woo shit. But bear with me. You know, and I gave them a lot of facts about my background. Then I just, again, and yeah, I always go over green first. And I'm like, you love this. You love this. You love this. And when COVID started, I'm like, the greens are loving life. They can work from home. They're left alone. They, you know, don't have to answer. They don't have to do that water station talk and bullshit, you know, with the blue people. It just isn't productive. But then you have three types of personalities over here that if you don't take a step back and become self-aware and know first how you're perceived, and many greens that we've had breakthroughs with, when you go and ask all their coworkers and some of their family, they think they're assholes. They think they're arrogant. They're know-it-all. Mm. They're jerks. They're heartless. They don't care. All they care about is work. All they care about is money. Here's the thing with greens. You seek knowledge. You seek understanding. You're global. You're intellectual. You know big words. It's like attorneys and doctors, just freaking smart people. And they make decisions based off of data and numbers and black and white. There's no gray. And when you follow those processes and you follow what happens with engineering, it's incredible. But I've also seen it on the other side when some of the teams worked together and then all kinds of stories started to come out. I'm like, tell me, complain, cuss, get it out, vent, tell me. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these men knew once they knew my history and they knew I grew up around where I grew up, I'm like, every other word in my father's mouth was GD or F. My niece's first word was fuck. So you're not going to offend me at all. And I mean, they were just left and right. And I'm like, okay, it feels better, right? So let's take a step back and let me just explain to you what's going on. So one guy said about his daughter, who's like 7, and how she has to have this and she has to have this and it has to be her way. And he thinks she's OCD or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, she's gold. And golds and greens sometimes butt heads because the golds, they want to get shit done. They want a list. They want a deadline. They want accountability. They want clarity. And they can't support you with a project management and like making sure you're on track. Because what the greens like to do is if they're building something, and this is actually happening real time in my life right now, I'm on a tech board, and there's a wedding planning software that has been in the works for a while. And the developer, they just brought me in to like go through this because there's a disconnect between the CEO and the lead developer who has a lot of people under him. And what was happening is the CEO, who is very orange, she would constantly text him all the time at all hours, whenever she was thinking about it. Oh, we need to do this. Oh, what about this? And da 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 da. And he's like, oh my God, stop it.
Like, yeah, shut up.
We have a design. We have phases. So phase one, we got to finish phase one, right? And so then it's been out of control for months. And then people are like going crazy and threatening to quit and all this stuff. So as a board member, I'm hearing the problem and I'm like, time out, guys. I'm like, I know what's happening. The lead developer's green. The CEO's this. I can come in and be interim in the middle to help connect the dots, but she has to stop texting him and he has to follow the plan and she has to stop changing the plan. And he has to make sure that he has access to her to ask her the right questions. It's not an opportunity for her to give him more ideas. And someone has to facilitate that because they can't do it together. And they're like a brother, sister.
Chorus of hallelujahs from the engineering leaders who love the Happy Engineer podcast, because that dynamic you just described, I guarantee you, is playing out in every engineering organization on the planet in some capacity, some worse than others. Some have, you know, ways of managing it better than others, but like I could go put a whole book together of my moments of my career that were like that. So
it's so sad. And then most greens on the first marriage marry a blue. And here's why. Opposites attract. So blues and greens attract, and here's why. So greens, if they're doing the right job that truly makes them happy, which again is some of those things I said, then they are so focused and dedicated that everything else goes by the wayside. So when it comes to eating, taking care of yourself, buying toilet paper to go when you got to go to the bathroom, like anything caring wise, or you feel sick because you haven't slept in 3 days and then you get sick, you have somebody bringing you soup and cookies and helping you and taking care of you and restocking your toothpaste and like just doing things that people do on auto for other people sometimes. It's one thing to be aware of it and not thank people and reframe and be appreciative. And then it's another to turn around and just argue and disrespect each other because you don't see eye to eye. So the greens think the blues are smothering. Now, we do have a lot of mental illness, and I can say it because I worked in a mental hospital. I'm a therapist. You also have that layer. This isn't what this is about. This is about what truly makes you happy. And that's my question is like, okay, you have some aspects that are happy, but then you're married to someone who's blue, and then you have children who are all different colors, and they're fighting. And it's just to know. So I love that these engineers at the end of the day, they were hugging me. Anyway, this one guy was like telling me, he's like, I have to end my marriage. Like, I can't take it anymore. She is so annoying. So my favorite story, I broke it down for him. And then later they email me. I mean, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you saved my marriage, like for green blues, because the blues think that you're cheating because you are up at all hours of the night. You're thinking about this. Then they have you follow and you want to play golf alone because you want to unwind alone and you want to watch movies alone. Well, why the hell would you want to do that? That's weird. Like, no, these green, they need their time. And also blue people who you want to sit down and talk about your feelings right now. No, the greens have to process and they're not going to talk back to you. So you just need to get over it and respect each other on both sides of the spectrum. And when the green is ready, now the green's going to have to communicate to the blue. Okay, I've processed. Let's sit down and talk about it. But I've got some questions. So it's taking a step back. How do you navigate that? And no one gives us a backpack, not until COVID. And now companies are paying attention to company culture more so than ever. And that's why the people who can learn to respect each other in these roles, they're great teams. Two things with greens and blues. Taking your family to Disney is hilarious. Oh, the blues just want everybody to be happy. And then the greens like, well, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Yeah, how much do we want to spend? Yeah. How many nights?
What's the budget?
And the blues just like, whatever you want, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, if they've been together for a while, she already knows, or he or she or whatever, that they're going to go do the research. And it's not about money and cheap. It's about quality and the research and getting your facts straight. Then they make all the decisions, which usually are the best decisions because it's based on data rather than emotions. And then the blue doesn't have to worry because they know everything's going to be taken care of. And how you guys, how you know this is if people are asking you a lot of questions or like, can I get you some water? Can I get you this? Can I get you that? Now, if they're in customer service and their job, that's their job. And that might be on the task list. But it's about, does that bring you joy when you greet a new person who's disgruntled that comes in the hospital, you know, door? And it's like, do you love calming people down and offering them water and listening to their story? That's the difference. I was at a tasting with a bride and groom. I'd not had a chance to do this yet, but I already knew what they were. The bride's so high blue. It's just, but this groom comes in, we're at a tasting for like an eight course dual entree, quite an investment for this wedding. He's 20 minutes late, she comes in. The mom and the bride there, and it's like me, my assistant, like all the catering people. He comes in, he sits down, doesn't make eye contact with us and looks at her and he's like, I'm starving. What are we eating? And she's like, well, hi, did you have a good day? And he's like, I'm starving. And so I like, you know, made eye contact and I stood up and I shook. I was like, hi, I'm Angela, I'm your planner. It's nice to meet you. And I'm like, your menu card's right there on your charger. And he goes, what charger? I'm like, oh, your plate, your charger plate. He thought I was talking about a cell phone charger. You know, a charger is a plate and then you have a cell phone anyway. So he's like, I'm just starving. I said, well, before we get started, because the chef is texting me, freaking me out about the quality of the meat and all this being in a hot box. I'm like, I just want you to know we're 25 minutes off and that's okay. I understand you're working, but the quality of the food's not quite going to be what it would be at the event. And, you know, so they start bringing the food out and they get going. And as they're doing that, she's like, did you have a good day? And he's like, I'm really effing tired. She's like, did you eat your lunch? And he's like, no, I had 13 meetings. This is the first time I'm eating. She's like, but I made your lunch and you took it off the counter this morning. And I put a post-it note in there. And he's like, I didn't get a chance to eat. You know, he was just aggravated.
I was working all day, back to back to back to back.
Didn't, and she's like, well, I put a note in there that said, I love you and I hope you have a good day. And he's like, when I asked you to marry me, I told you I loved you. And if I change my mind, I will let you know. And then he just starts, you know, cut into a steak. And tears started to well up in her eyes. And I'm like, this is a blue-green situation, right? So we get through the tasting. He's there for maybe 45 minutes. This is like a four-hour process typically. It's a lot of choices. But he's like, why do we need salt and pepper shakers that are crystal that cost $3.25 a piece? You can get them paper at Harris Teeter, 99 cents. I'm like, first off, you're not paying for it. Second off, this is a seated dinner and it's eight courses and there's an investment. And so we're going to have chargers in China and glass, but you don't need to worry about any of that because we've been doing this for a long time. Now, if I didn't have knowledge for all this, I would be like, listen, dude, I've been doing this for over 20 years. You just need to trust me. Like, you don't need to be asking these and get aggravated. Yeah. But you got to back up and explain to people the way they need to hear it. So as I've gotten older, I don't have as much patience to answer questions. So that's why I remove myself from any green processes and accountants and bookkeepers and you know, so people around me do it really well.
Yeah. What a story.
It's nuts.
So Angela, in the spirit of why this is so important, and I mean, I could listen to you tell story after story after story. We talk about the happy. Does that really make you happy? Do you believe in the work that you've done with everything you understand now about human psychology and these colors and the relationships? Is it even possible to experience a depth of fulfillment and happiness that is there in the human experience that some people are seeking without mastery in this area? Or is it like, you know what, if you're green and you don't care at all about understanding these other three colors, like you're kind of destined for pain?
Absolutely.
So I know a lot of people are hearing these stories maybe, and they're like, okay, where's this going? How do I move this forward?
Right.
But if we just even leave it at this one giant pillar of, listen, knowing your own color and understanding how to relate to the other three is so foundational to happiness.
Everything.
I think this is huge.
It exists. It does. And no, you don't have to be an expert. The step is self-awareness and then doing the work to understand who's around you in your family, in your friends, in your work community, and how can you better, because greens aren't good at relationships. They'll tell you. But if people would follow the passion, and most greens, if they're green gold, they will never, if they're like good, they'll never leave. They're not going to take a risk.
Right.
And they're content. Let's just say that. They may not be happy, but if you have a green orange, it is a daily struggle to be disciplined while other oranges, you know, quit at 4:30, even if they own a company or not, and they actually can like go away and have fun. And so that's why it matters. And then there's envy. People get envious of like, why can't I just walk away from my job? And it's like, you can change, but you're born a certain way with a certain brain makeup. And if you don't fight it, and if you don't push it, and if you don't know what you're passionate about, shit, stop what you're doing and start doing new things once a week, like set a SMART goal, because there could be something out there that you didn't even know was going to make you happy. It happens to all of us, but you got to either go for it or live wondering what would it have been like to actually be a little bit more happy.
So I know you got a lot of gears spinning in people's heads, Angela, and this idea that we want to ask the right questions. Yeah, where do we end? What's the question that people need to take away from this conversation?
The question is, are you self-aware of what makes you happy? And are you operating at your best? So you have to get up and think about, what do you want? But you also have to consider the goals of others. And then when you work as a team and you bring all four aspects to the table, then things start to work much better. And you start to feel differently about showing up at work and going home, frankly. Just ask yourself, like, are you content or are you really happy in what you're doing? And if you're not, just take a look at yourself, but just understanding the other three colors and how to simply communicate. But start with yourself. Start with yourself being happy.
Really good. Angela, where can people go to find more of you, your amazing work? Where's the best place to find Angela? I know people are going to want to dig into this.
My website's angelaprofit.com, two F's and two T's.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure you know how to find Angela in the show notes and the happyengineerpodcast.com, where you always find our information. But Angela, thank you so much for making time and just being through a fire hose, like a lot of depth to this. And we only got this deep, but thank you so much. We're just tremendous. And the work you do, I can't say enough about how brilliant Angela is in this space and that breadth of experience from the morgue to the private island to True Colors. Angela brings so much to the table. So if you need her in your company and in your life, please reach out and connect. You won't regret it. Angela, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me. Y'all have a great day.
Are you an engineer who is listening because you want to reach the next level, but don't know how to get there? I know exactly how you feel and would love to chat about how to get results. A lot of engineers want help. They want to accelerate their career, but what holds them back is that most of the career coaching services out there are generic and they just want you on the phone to get a commitment and a credit card. That's why on our Career Clarity calls, we do it a bit differently. We are there to help you gain a deeper sense of clarity on the barriers you're facing so you can choose the right next step for you. It's totally free. There is no commitment, and that call is meant to serve you. And if we're a good fit, we've carved out a limited number of $500 coaching sessions also for free, which we want to give our podcast listeners first. Setting up a Career Clarity call is easy. Go to careerclaritycall.com. You can grab that link in the show notes or just memorize it. careerclaritycall.com. All you're going to do is click the big orange button, select a time on our calendar that works for you, and my team will begin pouring into your career so you can get to that next level. Chat soon. If you're like me, you might be thinking, I already know this. If that's you, push pause for 1 second. Maybe you've already done Myers-Briggs. You've already done DISC. You've already done Enneagram. You've already done fill in the blank, your personality profiling tool of choice. Well, hold on. I want to challenge you as your coach, as your friend. Don't allow the part of your brain that says, I know this, which is often your ego in disguise, to prevent you from the opportunity for new discovery, new possibility, and a new level of success and happiness in your own life. This is a really big failure mode that engineering leaders I work with all around the world face every single day. We have an automatic pattern in our psychology that takes new information or anything that we're encountering in the world around us and categorizes it based off of our experiences and what we already know. super useful function. It allows us to operate in the world, but it also is an automatic function that is not designed to create new possibility and deep success and fulfillment in life. It's a survival instinct, not a thriving instinct. So push pause if you're tempted to say, ah, this is just another one of those. And instead, come with a blank slate, a beginner's mind. And here's four steps that I would encourage you to take with what you heard today. And you can use these same four steps in any personality profiling tool, but here's how I would encourage you to move forward based off of what you heard. If you're inspired by this conversation and you have curiosity about how you can use it to your advantage in a big way, not just to be happier yourself, but to have happier team members and better experiences in your day-to-day life, here's four steps. Number one, know yourself. Use the tool, take the assessments, get your own scores, study what it means, and know yourself. If you're green, if you're an engineer in that bucket, you like to seek knowledge anyway, so go to town. If you're not green, maybe this is a bit more of a difficult task for you. But regardless, take the time to know yourself. Understand your own personality and your own profile. Step two, know how you relate to others. This means taking a bit of extra time to understand these other colors or these other personalities, depending on what tool you're using, and get familiar with how each color relates to the others. So if you're green, what's it like when you put a green and a blue in a room together, a green and an orange together, a green and a gold together? Know how you relate to others. It's going to explain a lot of the things going on in the relationships that you have in your life today, and it will help you lead and be a great situational leader for all the different types of people out there. But step three is to go that extra mile of literally asking and getting clarity on how others from these other colors, these other personalities, how do they perceive you? Not just how do they work with you and relate to you, but how do they perceive you? And Angela was going a mile a minute, giving us as much information and stories and ideas around this as she could in a short interview, which is really tough. And I just enjoyed how much she was able to provide in such a short amount of time, tons of value. But she gave a lot of examples that explained some of this. Step three is to take that extra time to go and understand how others perceive you. And if you really have the courage, go out there and ask those people directly, because it's great to get the feedback. That said, a lot of times the negative feedback out there is difficult to get because nobody wants to critique a friend or family member or say what they're really thinking. So you may need to use a resource like Angela or an expert in these fields to understand closer and better what it really means. What is a gold thinking about a green? And then step four, take action on what you've discovered. Number one problem with all of these tools is that we consume it as knowledge and we don't do anything with it. So whoever you're working with, you know, if it's Waco, if it's Angela, if it's any other coach or trainer or consultant out there who's supporting you in developing this knowledge, you've got to turn it into action. And again, this is a mantra of everything that we do at Waco and here at the Happy Engineer Podcast, because without action, without implementation, there's no value created. Knowing this information doesn't mean anything. Knowledge isn't power. Implemented knowledge is power. So make sure that you turn an understanding of personality, an understanding of perception into action. Know yourself. Know how you relate to others. Know how others perceive you. And then step four, stop worrying about knowing and start doing. Hey, I hope you enjoyed just the overview of True Colors and how this shows up in our world day by day. And what an amazing background and set of experiences that Angela has. And she has helped thousands and thousands, if not millions of people with her work, with her content. And it may seem simple, it may seem easy, but it actually isn't when we get to step four, that take action step. So I do encourage you to reach out and get the support that you need. It makes a difference. And if you want some accountability and people to go on the journey with, jump into our Facebook group. Would love to meet you, hear how this resonated for you. Talk about some questions if you have them. And more than anything, encourage you to stay active in moving toward the career and life that you desire, pursuing those dreams, being relentless to go after the things that really matter, and experiencing the life of a happy engineer. My friend, that's all we've got for this episode of the Happy Engineer Podcast. Thank you again for investing your time with me today. If you're like me, then maybe you'll take some notes and share this episode with your fellow engineers. Why? Because it will help you learn deeper, remember these insights, and take action. So share this episode with two or three friends just like you who are committed to building their career. Lastly, make sure to link up with us at oasisofcourage.com. Grab our free tools for career growth there in the resource hub, and schedule a free call with our coaching team today. Please just share this podcast with anyone who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember to crush comfort, create courage, and let's do this.